This is tape recording number 7204C07SO, Expanded Dianetics number 3, a lecture given by L. Ron Hubbard to CSG and the Dianetic auditors aboard the flagship Apollo on the 7th of April, 1972. The title of this lecture is Auditor Administration. It is 30 minutes and 44 seconds long. Copyright C, 1972-1975 by L. Ron Hubbard. All world performance rights reserved. This recording has been re-recorded by the Flag Audio Unit of the Flagship Apollo of the Sea Organization. And now here is L. Ron Hubbard.
All right. Now, actually, your auditing has been very good. Been very, very good. And the only thing I'm picking you up on is just on a... I haven't picked you up as hard as I could on it. Is just the common old garden variety form of the administrative actions. So I'll go over those. The form of a folder. It is a folder, and it does have the consecutive sessions and examiner reports and CSs page by page from way back at the bottom up to the top of it. The folder mustn't get too fat. The program is on the left-hand inside cover. The PC's name is on the edge of the back. The PC's name is on the top face of the folder. It's on the edge so that you can pull it out of a stack where they're lying in packs. Now, you know all that sort of thing. But there's a little bit more to know about it, and that is you always check off the step on the program that you have done. That doesn't seem like much. But actually, that gives another terminal in the org the information he looks for. He wants to know how far the program is done so he knows when this guy will be finished. That's the host. He wants to know when this person will be finished. And he can estimate in some very, very odd fashion if he looks at the date of the last session or the last CS, which is uppermost, and then looks over on the red program sheet, the ink-written program sheet, and he looks and sees that's checked off, and there's just two more steps to do. Now, he does have enough sense to know about how long it takes to do what's left, but he is not a technical terminal, so therefore the folder summary would be meaningless to him. It's usually abbreviated, and it's this and that, but all he wants to know is how far does that program got to go. Now, that's all actually a DOP wants to know. He isn't paying any attention to the folder's summary either, but he is paying attention to that program sheet. Now, that program sheet was laid out by the CS as a hopeful action. Now, you've just been doing a lot of these, but it's the hopeful action that these steps will bring this case back to battery. Back to battery, artillery term. A gun, after it fires, is said to go out of battery, which is to say it recoils. And then after it's fired, it's supposed to go back to battery, which is sitting the way you see them in photographs. And they use the term in slang to indicate somebody who is now fixed up. All right? So, this guy will be all right for something. Or what he has had will now be over. Most of the time when you read these things, the CS, I could give you a pure definition and say it is a completed case for that level. But the CS normally doesn't think like that. He's looking through there and he sees all of these mistakes in the FES, and he sees all of this and that, and something or other has happened with the case, and this or that is wrong with the case, and he really doesn't even think of it. Most of the time what he's trying to make right with the case. But he knows these things have to be handled. So therefore he writes this program down, and the end of that program should be, well, this guy is safe to go off on a mission, he's all right to go home, he will do all right on his post. That's the way they normally think of this. So on. Now, in your point of view, it would be a well person, something of that sort, for such a program. Now, technically speaking, when you are doing something to bring a case back up to where the case ought to be on his grade chart, that is to say the big grade chart, that is a progress program. You're not putting him through another grade. Now, we've got a little split in specialist Dianetics, because actually we're writing these things up on a red sheet when they're really expanded Dianetics and are a grade really in themselves. So, we've written all those on red sheets, but actually they ought to be two sheets. There ought to be the actions necessary to get them up to expanded Dianetics would be the repair. And then when you start running expanded Dianetics, it should be on a green sheet because it actual fact is a grade. Now, it wouldn't much matter where this fellow was. He's still getting a grade. It doesn't matter whether this grade fits. On his grade chart now, it's going to fit clear up there after OT3. It doesn't matter if it fits before he's going to have any Dianetics at all. It doesn't matter if it fits after Dianetics. It's an entirely separate grade. And what it's going to do is fix him up as a grade to make a well person out of him. Now, you will find then that these sheets will start, and they look like a repair of Dianetics. But it isn't really a repair of Dianetics. He just couldn't run it. So they didn't run Dianetics. It in like engrams or something. He didn't understand the words. So therefore, you're really doing the specialist action which would permit him to run Dianetics. But in doing that, you're going to cure him. Now you see, Dianetics isn't just a health action. It can do two more things. One of those products is a person who will continue to be well for a long time. And the other one is it will increase his abilities. Now, when you bridge over to the point where he's well, you're really just doing Dianetics. So what you're really working is for a well person, not a person who will continue to be physically well for a long time, because that would be Dianetics. So you'll find out that interns, others, will say, well, this expanded Dianetics that we're running, actually, it's just like Dianetics, and we've got to clear the list anyhow, and so on. Well, the trouble with that is the length of time it would take to make a Dianetic auditor who was capable of doing expanded Dianetics would interrupt the whole show right there, because there are a lot of people that can run Dianetics. It's quite successful in lots of people's hands, on lots of PCs. So now we're going to teach him all of Dianetics, and with no experience with running Dianetics whatsoever, we're going to launch him off into being very fancy in handling Dianetics.
Oh, yeah? Well, we won't make it.
So this influences your programming. So you really have two green sheets. You've got your repair to get him up there. Now, where you have drawn a line here and there, and have marked in, printed in, expanded Dianetics, if you want to be very stylized about it all, that is over. That repair is over. That is it. That's the red sheet, finished. We're going to give him, let us say, a primary run, we're going to send him to the doctor to get his epiglutics cured, or that's a fictitious term. And so you've probably noticed it, that your people are sort of out of phase. You don't know quite where you're starting on them and where you're not starting on them and so forth, because there's some beginning steps every now and then. They're supposed to get word clearing number one and that sort of thing. They're supposed to get this, that, or the other thing, and then they're going to have, come on. Well, now, if they've bogged out on word clearing, you're going to have to handle that and finish up their word clearing number one, right? That's a repair. You shouldn't start out and pick up somebody and do a word clearing number one and say that you're starting expanded Dianetics. Nothing wrong with his word clearing. You're just going to give him word clearing number one, and then you're going to start expanded Dianetics. It's actually the waste of a specialist. So all of these prior actions that you have to take to get the person up there might or might not be by the Dianetic specialist, but certainly expanded Dianetics will be by the Dianetic specialist. And it would be up to judgment on who'd repair it. Well, a frequent change of auditors upsets people like mad. So if these are not very extensive, well, I'd go ahead and do a word clearing correction list, something like that. But particularly if it's a word clearing correction list or something like that. Yeah, well, you'd want to do that yourself. But you're going to start this fellow out, and you're going to give him word clearing number one, and then you're going to take all the things that he has ever read up to date, and you're going to clear those with word clearing number two, and then you're going to get him entirely through the primary correction rundown of study tapes and finding his why, and you're going to do all this, huh? No. Wrong hat. Now, if you start adding those things in, and if you don't have a good idea of exactly where you belong on the grade chart or your action, then you're going to go drift, because all of a sudden you'll start inheriting all the bits and pieces and odds and ends that nobody can figure out where to go. And you just inherited one. Girl came in here, auditing her, I just had her folder. You did a word clearing correction list on her, something like that, and wham! She was incomplete, middle of the rundown, red like mad. On advanced courses. She had no more business under God's green earth being any place but over on advanced courses. Because if you ran anything else on her until she finished that up, she would still be getting audited in the middle of another rundown. You can't perpetuate the error, and that is continue the error forever. She didn't belong to you at all. They goofed. And what do you know, just got through goofing again. The auditor looked over the list after the session, found out she still had a reading item on the list she'd forgotten to handle, so decided she would get her back in sessions next time and handle that. The time the person got ill, she's rather chronically ill for a long period of time, but the time the person really got ill currently is she was declared complete on an AO rundown, promptly got ill, the advanced courses unit lost the PC off the line, that is all. It didn't call the PC back in, didn't review the PC, didn't at that time, which is why that was reorganized at that time, early February, had no slightest idea of who was on the line, just lost them all over the place. So a guy would go out and give himself a solo session, fall on his head, red-tabbed, never be called back into the advanced courses, didn't have a review auditor, so it was an untidy scene, to say the least. And here all of a sudden you've got this folder. Now you want to know what to do with this. So routing, you see, is important to you. What do you do with this guy? Well, all right, you're perfectly willing to go on and do it. I marked it because I didn't know whether advanced courses would repair the person or not. I marked it that you could do it if you wanted to. If they didn't, no reason to install the PC and again lose the PC offline. But it's just been done, and what happened was, is repair actions continuously were taking place on this PC in the middle of an AO rundown since 1968, and it's now 72. And then the person finally said in some offhand way that she thought she was finished. They put another CS in that folder. It might have been there in the review folder where it shouldn't have been. But I don't think there was any declare. They even lost the folder. And she promptly afterwards got sick, and the MO didn't root any exam report into the folder, and they never kept track in the advanced course line of their pre-ots, pre-OTs. What business have you got to do with that? None. None whatsoever. Now, if at some time when that action, which is a red sheet action, don't you see, but advanced courses, when they finish that up and the person is still falling on their head and that sort of thing and etc., but when that level is completed, why, that is the time to come over. Actually, the review auditor at this particular time doesn't want to be there. You normally find people who are doing a bad job aren't quite on the post. They either haven't gotten onto the post, not that they aren't headed, they just haven't gotten onto the post yet, or they're leaving the post, or they want to leave the post, or they are somebody else while holding that title, or they have a wrong product, which is changing their post hat, but they don't ever notice it, which can be very interesting. You know, the DOP can have completed programs as his product, and he's of course the CS. Well, I want you to take a look at that. Now let's exaggerate it. Let's exaggerate it so you can really see it. Supposing the folder page had well PCs. The product, right? Now the folder page, of course, is not even in connection with the PCs or the auditors, but is only with the CS. It was interesting. I had a couple of my messengers the other day trying to work out their product. On folder paging, we found out that it didn't really describe it. I think they came up with finally the action was feeding folders to the senior CS and routing them to tech, which gave, of course, the product would be a folder fed to the senior CS and routed to tech. And that was what these messengers were doing up here. See? By dead, we mean put on the desk, opened, so that it could be handled and taken off the desk and rooted into it. As soon as we cleared that, they went whiz, 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 whiz. A whole great big stack of folders went down. Up to that time, I was having to yell for them for each folder. I didn't have a product. So product can be very, very, very important. It can be so important that the slowness that you are trying to get handled can simply be something is wrong about the product. They either don't have one at all, they haven't named the product, they're really mentally working for the wrong product, never having straightened it out. Am I making my point now? So that if you, as a Dianetic specialist, are working for an AO product, the bell begins to tell, huh? So the second that you find yourself off product by reason of programs, you know you are handling something that doesn't belong to you. Now, I'll tell you something very funny. The pending basket, the center pending basket of the three tiers of basket, top is the in, center is pending, bottom out. All right, very good. So the second that you find yourself off product by reason of programs, you know you are handling something that doesn't belong to you. Now, I'll tell you something very funny. The pending basket, the center pending basket of the three tiers of basket, top is the in, center is pending, bottom out. All right, very good. Well, they were reversed, if I remember rightly. The stuff in that center basket, if you go into an executive's office, will be found not to belong to him. And that's why it's in pending. And you can go into that middle pending basket and just take all the stuff out and sit down with the executive, if you're a communicator, and you can just take them one by one and say, who does this belong to? And all of a sudden, the bulk of all that stuff he's been holding on to, one belongs to address, somebody else belongs to something else, somebody belongs to something else as well. They're all in the wrong parts of the org. Not the wrong parts of the org, they're all in parts of the org that he doesn't have anything to do with. So this tells you, just on that example, that you could accumulate a tremendous number of pieces that nothing would happen with if you continued to work on the wrong product and if they belonged to somebody else for some other reason. And when you get backlogs, let me give you this very sound advice. Look over and see if those PCs belong to you. Now that is why you have the programs very, very well, sharply done, particularly as a Dianetic specialist. My top one is red. You don't have to change all of your stuff. Making you redo your programs, you're going on down through the line fine, you did very good programs. That top one, that top red one, that's to get him up to a place where you can work on him. Now it might be that the repairs are so slight, or something like that, like word clearing and so on. Well, fine, correction list. Gotta correct these word clearing, nobody else is going to. But you should realize at that moment that you're really working on another product. It's almost worth a chip, FMA. Person word cleared, such and such time, place, according to folder, such and such an auditor. Found out. Now we sent one out the other day, we sent one to the AOLA. Rap, rap, rap. A couple of nice juicy conditions. They sent a guy in here, after his word clearing, he had a horrible headache. So they ran a couple of class 6 processes that have very little to do with headaches. And it didn't occur to a single soul that he had just had word clearing, and he should have a word clearing correction list run on him. He's running like a hot bomb now because we ran a word clearing correction list on him. But we also sent a chip, and that isn't being mean, that's just trying to keep the lines policed. If you don't ever make any effort to keep the lines policed, they'll cave in on you. It isn't even a great concern to you if this gets handled by the MA or something. You just write it down, who it was and where and what you got, and you can go ahead and handle it. But that makes you aware of the fact that you're handling somebody else's product of one kind or another, and keeps you from scrambling up your products. And that's the only thing I'm trying to ask you not to do. Now, if you're going to make this person well and you're going to use expanded Dianetics on, well, you have to do a little bit of repair to get him up to that point. But your expanded Dianetics is an action, and it is a grade in its own right. Really, the AMA would jump me for saying it. I think the California has laws that nobody can cure cancer, and they've just disobeyed that law in England because a doctor up there who is a Dianetic auditor
has just cured somebody of totally proven cancer, has taken them over to the medical association at a big conference and so on, and displayed them complete with the x-rays and so forth. So, gee, it's a good thing he didn't do that in California. We had an auditor in the 1950s who was actually arrested for the fact of proven conclusively, because he'd audited somebody and they had gotten well, and it was against the law to cure that. He got out there wasn't anything happened to him at all. Somebody was just making a push on it locally. Pretty crazy, huh? Proved it conclusively. It was against the law to heal it, and he'd done it. Man, our name sometimes is idiocy. Anyway, not warning you not to cure things, but saying that it's this product of a cured person can't be stated that way. It has to be stated as a well person. Illegal. I worked it out one time. I think it's because the undertaker's percentage to the AMA and so forth would lose and drop as a stat. It's the only reason I could find for it. I'm sure they get 10 or 20% of all the funeral fees. Anyhow, must be. But in this field, that's the product. That's your product. It's a well person. All right, fine. But if the other actions have to be taken, like sending the medical doctor or getting their head sewn up or something like this, why, that is quite another action. That is quite another action than what you're supposed to be doing. Well, you can send him to the medical doctor, that's beside the point. But it's not the product you are working for. You won't get well anyhow, but it's not what you're working for. But there has to be a certain number of actions that bring you up to where you're going to do this expanded Dianetics, and then that should be on a green sheet. And then if you're going to do Dianetics, well, that ought to be included. Sooner or later, this guy's going to be, he's not going to audit him forever. That's it. Turn him over to SDC. You get the point? So, that has a lot to do with what it is. All right, now always mark in a folder summary, mark in your session and your admin time, and approximately what was run, and what happened with the exam report. Now, you know all those things, but you know they get omitted. And all you got to do is omit one of those things, and you've had it. Now, there's something else that sounds so petty and so little and so tiny. Number your pages back and front. The first page of the worksheet is number 1, and the second page of the worksheet is number 2, and the third page of the worksheet is the next sheet. Now, why all that? Well, you possibly haven't been working with a meticulous, meaning a very precise CS. And it makes a difference. You want to be able to say, page 26 or page 25. Now, the RS, which occurred on page 25, in writing this, your CS up. And it just saves more time than you ever cared to look at. And furthermore, it gives you the proper number of pages that the session went. Doesn't matter whether you write big or small. Now, if you write big, that's fine, but write legibly. I mean, read them all. So our worksheet is fixed up at the end of the session. Go through it and glance through it and see whether or not there are any words that nobody can make out. And if they are, put it in block print. Now, you can overdo this to an extent that it's almost sarcasm. At the most, did it just run 1 or 2 corrections to a page or something like that? But if you're having to correct a page like that, then the auditor should learn how to write rapidly, legibly. And people can do that. A newspaper reporter, by the way, of 1898, could write faster than a man could talk longhand beautifully. And I have seen notes taken by the Columbian College Association, George Washington University. I wrote their historical supplement. I didn't go there, by the way, you know. That's what they tell people. That's very funny. Before they lie like that, they ought to go in and look at some of their things. I used to write their supplements, like their magazine supplements and that sort of thing. I always was on the front page. And you go in and find out who was the president of the American Society of Civil Engineers and that sort of thing, and such a year, and I got my name up in gold. And they're not clever. And so on. But actually, that is an organization that was dominated by a fellow named Oberholzer. They were dominated there through their psychology department, and he's World Federation of Mental Health, SMERSH. I shouldn't speak harshly of the World Federation of Mental Health at this particular time, because you never speak of those that are dying. But that's where all that came from. It hasn't anything to do with anything else. I expect another 50 years, they'll probably have a gold plaque out in front of the building, you know. So I tell everybody I didn't go there. But that fixes them. Well, now, when you find an ethic situation in a folder, you mark it. You don't necessarily turn it in, because you can't try a guy on his worksheets and his auditing. It's illegal. But you, for heaven's sakes, at least make mention of it on your auditor's CS. And at the RS's, you make mention of it. RS on page 21. And when you're doing that, and you're doing your administration, you pick up that RS, circle it with a red pencil. Now, if an evil purpose suddenly leaps into view with a crash and a bang, or a very, very juicy item leaps up with a crash and a bang, it's a little bit dramatic to pick up a red pencil in the session and circle it. But you can put a bar alongside of it to be circled. Now, when an evil purpose jumps up, you mark it over on the side of the program. And when this person is suddenly found to be RSing, you mark it over on the edge, the left-hand edge of the program, the topmost program, RSs. That's all you have to say. But on your worksheet and so on, well, you should say what page it's on. Now, if you want to be very fancy on the thing, you would say date and worksheet page on the program. And you should do that for an evil purpose, because somebody up the line is going to want to date and locate that thing, and he doesn't want to go through 17 feet of folders just to find one lousy evil purpose. You got it. So the upshot of this is that it's information. Now that for sure is marked on your folder summary. And it's usually marked in red. And the evil purpose is similarly marked. Your Dianetic items are for sure marked. Ran so and so and so and so. Well, you know that. You're doing that. But that evil purpose there, mark that in red with a bit of a circle on it also back there on the folder summary. Because somebody else up the line is going to mark I hate everybody or whatever the evil purpose is. That isn't one. He's going to mark that, but it was dated and located. So you can check a folder summary and find out whether things were handled. A lot of things wrong with an FES is that they've already been handled. And it's very, very difficult to track whether or not they've been handled. So the markdown of handling and so forth is correct. Now when you correct a list is brought forward and corrected and so on, why, it should be marked as corrected. Otherwise somebody will be correcting it again, and somebody's TA will go up and they wonder what in the hell's going on. Now we're just talking about common little old garden variety admin that makes the lines flow smoothly. There otherwise the auditor writes out his CS and the CS gives the session grade and all that. You know these things. These are fine. But I'm just giving you just these little tiny fine points that make it a lot easier to run. And when you get those things in, you'll find it is. Now, I notice you're putting a slip on the outside of your folder. Totally unnecessary. But you could put some Christmas tape on it that marks the folder as being on Expanded Dianetics. I don't care what color tape you use. Usually they're marked, when you're marking a folder, mark it around the back. That is, from the cover around the back of the bind, so it can be picked out of a folder stack. Now, they use green as advanced courses, but we've more or less ceased to use red, so you might as well use red. And that is enough. Now, they know those folders are coming up, and there's no reason to mark a routing slip on them. It is that stack, and you should have a place to put that stack of folders go to, or you bring them up. And then there is should be an arrangement of that stack of folders goes back and appears in this place, and then you won't be into a horrible scramble. So you're The folder, completely aside from the PC, has its own routing lines, and people sometimes don't recognize that they're routing a folder, they're routing an auditor, they're routing a PC. And that's why they have a scramble and confusion, is they've just got one of the items, like the auditor. They don't get the auditor or something. It's one of these things is left out, and you get an omitted datum continuously. That messes up the scene. All right. Now, all of that's well and good. How many misunderstood words have you picked up now? Have you picked up any or anything? Speak up if you have. All right. Thank you very much.